We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yudal Amud Alef, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara said the Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yechanan that there's a problem called Loisus Goydidu. It's a problem to make Klai Yisrael different groups, that they do certain groups this way, other groups do it the other way. And that was his question on the halacha of Megillah, that by Megillah you see that the ones who have walled cities laying on the 15th day, and the ones who don't have walled cities laying on the 14th day, the Chariot problem is going to do. So now the Gemara brings down a kasha, and that's the connection to our sugya. Break the Gemara kasha of Abay Shammai, Matir, Matsaris, La'achim, Abay Sila, Oisrim. The Chariot is even our Mishnah that the Abay Sila held that Tsaris Erva are Tsaris Erva Osir to the Yavam, Difa, the Mutal Ashok. And Beis Shammai held the opposite, hold that the tzarais of mutal achim and also l'shuk, they have to do yibum. So you find that in Klai Yisrael itself, there was a difference to Beis Shammai's camp, Beis Hillel's camp. So Mara says, no, mi sarvis also Beis Shammai kedivrayim, like also Beis Shammai kedivrayim. Beis Shammai held like that, but they didn't practice what they preached, they didn't practice their halacha, and therefore there was no chalukim, no differences in Klai Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Right, that's what the Reish Lakish says. Because they ask Reish Lakish, what do you mean? What do you do about our Mishnah Beis Shammai? He says, nah, loy asu kedivrayim. Rabbi Yechanan ma asu v'asu. No, of course they did what they did. Beis Shammai, of course, practiced what they preached. They held that tzareis hu mutter. Avada that tzareis mutter married the Yavam. And we'll pluk to the Rav Shmuel. This machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, v'asu anat, is really machlekes Rav Shmuel. The Rav ama loy asu Beis Shammai kedivrayim. Rav said that Beis Shammai did not act out what they passed. Shmuel ama asu v'asu did do it. Samara says, Amos, when is this machlaikas? The machlaikas over here, did Beis Shammai practice what their halacha was or not? So what's the when it was this machlaikas? We know that a baskal came out and said, in the Gemara that the Gimel and Erevin speaks out, the baskal came out and said, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So when was this? Amos, even according to the baskal, if it's before the baskal, so my time at Mandem Alei also, what's the problem with holds that Beis Shammai did not do like their halacha? Why wouldn't they do it? It was before the Basco said who we passed like. The Ella Lacha Basco was after the Basco, the my time in the Mandem also. What's the problem with holds that they still practice what they preached? L'chaira, there's already Paskin, the halacha is coming so. So Moses says, I can answer both ways. You both say, well, the Chalikis Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechonah Shlokas is the Basco, but you say, my Acha Basco. Ibayisim akoydim baskoil ukagoin the beisila ruba beisila was rife. So mandi amaloi asu the beisila ruba beisila was rife. So you passing was rife. Mandi amasu ki aslina bas ruba heched the chiyadadinu when they're both equal. Hacha beisham mechadet tvei beisham were bigger chachamim. They were sharper. And Rashi says bechachma they were smarter. So therefore, even though beisila was rife, without the baskoil. Beis Shammai held the stole, you don't go what's the right in this case because the Mechadet Tvei. And actually, the Rabbi Chanan has a whole piece over here exactly why would you go what's the Chachma? We know you always go what's the right. You tell me in a Bezdin, you have a Bezdin, and Raif say one way, and the more Chachamim say all the way, you say that's not true. You always go what's the right. Achir Rab Lahatos. So Rabbi Chanan's answer basically is that Achir Rab Lahatos is only by a bezdin. When you have a sit down with a bezdin, that's the psak halacha. But here, when it's machloikis and machloikis between man the amrim, there you don't lav dafka go basam the roiv. You go basam chachma. For example, let's say that there would be all the amaratzim in the whole world, the whole town said one way, and you had two chacham said the other way. Who would you go basam? The roiv or the chacham? It was a chacham. It's pasht. It's only in a bezdin where everyone is ready a dayan. Then you go Acharam Lahatas. What? Which one? Why did you go with the right? That's when you have Chachamim to Chachamim. That's usually how it is. So Shaila is, how to look at Beis Shammai Beis Hillel here? Do you look at, that's the Shaila Nag Gemara, Machlokes Nag Gemara is, do you look at it as like a Bezdin, or you look at it as a case where you go with Chachma? Look at Rav Chanan, Kavet Tzaris is a piece on this. So one Tarek says, Machlokes is, do you go with the right or with Chachma? And Beis Shammai held that, he go was chachma, and therefore even koydem a basko. According to that, Mad Yomar Beis Shammai also could have brayim. The boys will ach a basko. Mad Yomar also don't ach a basko. My said the basko came out. Mad Yomar also Rabbi Shui he. Don't my ein mashkichim basko. They hold like Rabbi Shui holds ein mashkichim basko. I come kitz and mechlekes here. Beis Shammai on Rabbi Yechonah and Shlokas or Rav and Shmuel. What Beis Shammai did. And Tosis handles, if we have other Gemara say, you don't go bus a baskar, why is this case different? So Tosis says, two mahalchim, The second mahalach is that when it's a baskel connected to the rabbim, you don't go bas the baskel. When it's a baskel that supports the rabbim, then you go bas to the baskel. That's one of Tosfos' truths. Akaponim, when we come back to our sugya over here, the problem is like this. Ma'adiyama holds that they did do like what the halacha was, karina kan leisus goyadu, leisasu, agudas, agudas. You have this problem. You have his kasha. They're making klayos on the group. Some are doing kris shamai. Some are doing kris hilo. Some are saying that tzorois erva, a tzora of a erva, koi of a erva is mutter to do yibam. And some are saying it's also. L'chayr this guy do on my baya ki amrinon lois is guy do. When do we say lois is guy do going to stay bat the dina birachas? Two bat dina in one city. Halol umayim kedivre veshamai. Halol umayim kedivre veshilo. But two about in two different cities, less than ba. The whole problem of Iskardu is only in the same city, one bezin is going like Beshami, one bezin is going like Beshilo. That's where you have a problem with Iskardu. But if it's in two different cities, it's not a problem. Only Rava, I understand what you answer me. But Beshami still, Kishtei about Dinim Vayachas told me. They were both in one city. It wasn't two different cities. Beshami still doesn't live in two different cities. They're both in one city. So what's your terrors? It's not two. What?
The more aspect of Pesach, we're talking about the different cities.
Makom what? Right, Mark could answer that. Mark could answer that. At that point, the Mark didn't have this tarot yet of that tarot. Mark had better tarots there. Mark said it's only a minute again. It's no shaykes to anything. That's Mark's tarot there. Mark could answer the same tarot. Mark could answer that. And we'll have to see how he answers Megillah. And it's in Megillah also, we'll see that's the answer is. We'll see about Tosfos, what his kashas. But this answers Megillah also. The same way, also. The Kasha on Megillah answers the same way. Megillah is two different cities also. Megillah is one of the walls there was not. We'll speak about Tyson in a second. Agapanim, the Teretz is that the only time you say problem of Leskoyd is only in the same city. Two different cities now. But Rava's Kasha is, Abai, I understand you. Beisham is still the same city. Elam Rava, even more. Kiyam Re Leskoyd, Ukraine, Bezdin, Be'ir, Achas, Plag, Palag, Marim, Kedir, Beshamai, half a pass of Beshamai, Palag, Marim, Kedir, Beshamai, half a pass of Beshamai. But two batidinim in one city is not a problem. Even two batidinim in one city is not a problem. Only in one bezdin do you have lois is going to do. That's how he says to answer this kasha. Now, Tosfos has a kasha that how do you answer Megillah? Bishlam, you answer Megillah of the walled city, not walled city, by say two different cities. But what about the kfarim? It said that the small cities that supply food to the big cities and only came into the Yom HaKnisa on Monday and Thursday, and pastors of the Mishad, they know how to lane, that they hear laning in the place where they came into. L'chayra, they went into the city, into the big city, not walled city, and they laned on the 11th day or 12th day. And the city itself laned on the 14th day. So you have Leisus Goyadu in the same city. That's his kasha. That's kasha is, when talking about Matiris from Megillah, V'yachas, V'yachar, L'vnei Yir, V'yadalad, U'vnei Kfarim, V'yamakdim, L'yam HaKnisa. So Rabbi Chaim answers there, Rabbi Chaim and Tosfos answers that the Bnei Kfarim are Yikarim Ba'arim. Not like Ve'irom, not like Rashi in Megillah. The Bnei Kfarim did not lean in the big city, lean in their own city. It was given because there they all gathered to the basic Knesset on Shein V'chamishi, and therefore they leaned it themselves, not that someone else leaned it to them. And they said it's Mestavra because how could a Bnei Yir be Moitzi a Bala Kfarim if they're not Chayiv in it? So therefore, Yam Chuyiv V'dava. And Tosfos says, different than Rashi in Mesechta's Megillah, Tosfos learns that the Bnei Kfarim leaned in their own cities. Ayin Shom. Al Kaparim, let's go right in the sugya. Toshima, we know there's a machlokes about Machshirei Mitzvah. The halacha is that Milah, the Bris Milah, is Doicha Shabbos. What about making a knife for a Bris Milah? That Doicha Shabbos? That alone is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to make a knife. You need a knife to make the mitzvah of Milah. So you let him make a knife. It's a famous machlokes of Eliezer Rabban of Machshirei Mamutter or not. So Mekoimoi Shal Rabbi Yezer Yikarsim Eitzim Lasis Becham of Shabbos. They used to cut the wood to make coals with Shabbos Lasis Basel to make the metal of the knife to make the knife, and that was the Issa. Now it sounds like they Dafka did it that way. Zok Tosfos, but Veskavnei Mevi'im Atzmash Yitzrichin Lekach Moshem Chiv Mitzvah. They Dafka this Machshir Mutter. They Dafka did it. Mamish all on the day. Mamish a fresh knife you had for the milah. Basically, the shita was that basa oif is not also bechalav. It says lois vashal gli bechalavi moi. Only a behemoth that has chalav, mashenkin oif don't have chalav chalav aim. Doesn't have milk. Doesn't feed its youngsters with milk. Oif, and therefore oif is no issa bechalav. That's what basically held. In his town, they had chicken cheeseburgers. That's what they had. Basayif b'chalav. So what do you see? Because of this, b'kaymer shabli yezer in b'kaymer shabli kiva loy. The Tanya, where it has to be dafka b'kaymer lezer because the kiva not like that. Tanya looked at the brayso. Klalam rabbi kiva. Anything you can do from four Shabbos, for example, making the knife, the Mila knife, ain't a doiches Shabbos. What's the kasha? One's makom where Elias lived, one's makom where Elias lived. What's the kasha? The kasha is like this: that Elias's town, they made the knife, right? Rakiva didn't make the knife. So the problem is going to do. You get a kasha? She says no. Teres is pasha. It's two different makomos. What's the kasha? My tip, the Kavakam Shani. So, frankly, about the Karla, my Karla was a Havamina. Sakhda Kamina, Mishum Chumma de Shabbos, Kamakam Echadomi. Maybe because of Chumma de Shabbos, we consider even two Batidinim as one, two different cities as one city. Because Shabbos is the same everywhere, and the Chumra of Shabbos, so we would say it's called, let's go to even two different cities. Kamashla, no. And you see, Taka, the Kash is only from that. And the Kash is not from Basel Oif B'chalov, because there it's not Shabbos. Some say the Basel Oif B'chalov was very Chumma, that the Kash could have been from there. Akapanim. What? Because there's not Shver. It's Kash only because of Chumra de Shabbos. Because that was Pasha, the Turim Mekaymas. That's more, Sfidim Mars Tarot, it's very Shvak. When they ask for it, Turim Mekaymas. Only Shabbos, because Chumra, they say, like, we're welcome. And so someone speaks this out. One of the Achronim speaks this out. That's why there's only a Kash from, and some say that it could be a Kash from also there also, and the same Tarot, that's more Chumra. Okay. Tashma, there are both, Ki Ikla La'aser de Bishum Alevi. We know, I'll give you Akdama first, that the Elam knows Reilim, Zach Shabbos, not too long ago, with Dabyami, the Chalikis of Shimon Rabbi Huda, if there's an Issa Muksa, which means certain time, what we call Muksa, the Dara Machalikis, a rack is Muksa, according to both of Shimon Rabbi Huda. Machalikis Shimon Rabbi Huda is an example like this, that Shabbos came in, you had your little glass, and you put oil in it, and you put a wick in it. That's what you did. So it went out Friday night. So Shabbos morning, I want to use the glass now for my drinking glass. It's a regular drinking glass I used for a thing. I want to use it now for my drinking glass. You allowed to use it or not? Right now, there's no fire in it, nothing. Even the wick was taken out. Someone took the wick out. The thing is, mom is clean now. Is it muksa or not? So mechlekes. Rabbi Yehuda also says, migu diskatzoi ben ashmashes, because there was an isser in it. It's muksa the whole Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds mutter, a muksa, we don't pass the muksa. Then this is talking about a lamp. A lamp, we call this glass a lamp. And that's what we're talking about in this story over here. Tashma the Ravo, ki ikla aser Rav Shuva Levi. When he went to the town of Rav Shuva Levi, he was metaltal shraga. Rav Shuva Levi actually was his Rebbe. He used to be metaltal a shraga, which means a lamp. When it was, obviously it wasn't lit anymore. It was an unlit lamp. The ki ikla aser Rav Yechanan, when he came to the city of Rav Yechanan, he had metaltal shraga, because Rav Yechanan passed like Rav Yehuda. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, the Rav Ravo is... is doing what Skye do. Sometimes he's doing like that, sometimes he's doing like that. Again, you said this is Rav Shimon Levi's town, so Rav Kiva's town. So the Gemara says, no, not Hakkarminan. We're asking now a different kasha. It's not a kasha of Avol. Nothing to do with our sugya. Which again, the Ritva is busy with this. He tries to explain why what has come into Agamara. He says Agamaruche. But one of the questions on Rav Avol. Ravo himself, which basically the kasha like this. We thought maybe he's choshish Rabbi Kiva, and choshish that this he choshish Rabbi Yechman rather, and choshish that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Im Kain, how could he even metaltle it in Rabbi Shuva Levi's town? So Gemara says, Ravo really could Rabbi Shuva Levi's feeling. Also, Rabbi Shuva Levi, they allowed to be metaltle a shraga with like a pass like Rabbi Shimon. Chimikle la asrei de Rabbi Yechon. When he came to the city of Rabbi Yechon, loy have metalta. He didn't move it. Mishum kvoida de Rabbi Yechon. It's a cover Rabbi Yechon. Frank the Gemara veika shama. The shamus Rabbi Vo. He's not going to know about it, and he'll be metalta even Rabbi Yechon because he knows his Rebbe passes like Rabbi Shimon Levi. So he'll be passing. How's he going to know? And the Gemara the moitel shama. He'll tell his shamus his attendant also to be careful from Rabbi Yechon. On this already again, the Tais Shalom asks, like, what's this kasha got to do with anything? It doesn't belong in our sugya. So Tais Shalom answers like this. Tais Shalom says this: Nira lefarish, but ika shama sheyizbar. The shamash will think the shari lasa agudos agudos. He'll think he'll do agudos agudos. If it's ra, rabbi metaltal makim echad, v'makim archa loy metaltal. Umeshan the more answers the moed leisham va'omer al tas agudos. The harsher reisa sheni metaltal becomes Rabbi Yechonon. Anything which is iser tiltal, I'm just a kvayt Rabbi Yechonon. Don't make a gudus. Only thing that's covered, but not else agudas. That's how the Shalom explains how our Shaykh is to our sugya. Toshima, another brisa. Toshima, talking about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to, this is not really a brisa, I think it's Lashon Hara Mishnah, this comes from our Mishnah. This Toshima is from our Mishnah. It's regards to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and it's like this. Even though, according to Beis Hillel, they were not allowed to do Yibum. And according to Beis Shammai, you were allowed to do Yibum. So we're talking about a major machlokes in Yichus over here. Still, loy nimnu Beis Shammai melisa noshim Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai did not abstain from taking wives from Beis Hillel, even though it's a very good chance that they married, or the Tzara married without getting chalitza. But loy Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel did not abstain from Beis Shammai, even though it's very possible that Tzara did Yibum. So iyamet bishlam loy osu, if they did, Beis Shammai never did like that way, always did like Beis Hillel, Shemach Elei Nimnu. Then you understand why Beis, that's what you know, Beis Hillel didn't care so much. Elei Amos also, they did like their ways. Amal Elei Nimnu, Maisa, everyone's doing different. You already answered that Beis Shammai could do different than Beis Hillel because it's two different cities, two different Batidinim, okay. But the question like this, then why had they intermarried then? If each was doing their own way, and I just want to speak out before. The Toshima now is going back to the Machloikis of Osu Loy Osu. We finished Loy Sgardu, by the way. We finished Loy Sgardu. We're going back now to Machloikis of before. Did the Beis Shammai do like their ways or not do like their ways? Did the Machloikis before, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon Shlokish? Now the next blot and a half is going to talk about Osu, but Loy Osu. This Shiloh, Osu Loy Osu. So a question like this. It says in our Mishnah that they didn't abstain from intermarrying. They intermarried with each other. Beis Shammai said, L'chayro. If the Beis Shammai just passively Beis Hillel, everything's good. But once you say Beis Shammai did like their ways, so how could they marry into each other? They're not doing the same thing. Eliyamut also Amar Lo Nimnu Lam Nimnu. So Bishlam Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Lo Nimnu. Bishlam Beis Shammai didn't care about Beis Hillel's ways. Why? All it is Mechay Lav Nimnu. At most, for example, if he Beis Hillel. What happens? The Tzara is Mutla Shuk. Tzara can't do even with Mutla Shuk. Now, according to Beis Shammai, that person needs Chalitza. Now, what happens if someone marries without Chalitza? So it's a Chayiv Elav. It's a Chayiv Elav. But Chayiv Elav, the offspring is not a Mamzer. So I can marry the offspring, they're not a Mamzer. So therefore, they didn't stop. They weren't so worried with Yichus, not handling a Mamzer. Maybe the person you're marrying is a Tzara herself. And that's an Isalav. So Taisa says the Kasha. And Taisa says, it's what? The Tzara herself. Maybe it's a Tzara's Erva herself marrying. Beis Hillel, Tzara's Erva is Mutal Ashok. So how can Beis Shammai marry someone from Beis Hillel? They say, oh, Bracha is eligible to go to the Shidduch meeting. And do the Shidduch for Bracha. Or anyway, Bracha, maybe she's a Tzara herself. And that's a Lav.
How she can marry? Who she can marry?
Someone from Beis Shammai.
Who in Beis Shammai?
A man.
Why is it a problem with Tzara? So my mom's like brother.
No. A tzara's erva is chayiv and yibum, needs chalitza. She's also l'shuk. L'siya eishus hameitz hachutza l'izhar. Maybe the tzara herself is wants to get married, yeah. Kuin de Beisil, you don't need anything. And kuin de Beisil, you need chalitza. So now you're handing the tzara herself.
Right, and who she married?
Yankel.
And so it's also a lav.
It's a lav, exactly. So how can Beis Shammai take a girl from Beisil's camp? It's a lav, it's a tzakasha. We said it's not a problem because the offspring are not mamzerim, because only from a chayiv alavim. But Tosfos says, what do you mean? What about the tzara itself? That's his kasha. We're talking ma'ale nimnu mushim tzara atzma, like the Mara says later on with the Shah idea. So Tosfos' answer is because tzara atzma is shchiach. So we're saying this back to the chesed. It said if it's also we have a problem. Why? Because Mara says this. Bishlam Beis Shammai marries from Beis Hillel's camp because at worst it's the offspring is chayiv alavim. It's not a good thing, but it's not a psul yichus. But Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Amai Loi Nimnu, why didn't they abstain? B'nei Chayav Ikrisis, Mamzerim Nimnu. If, according to Beis Shammai, that allows the Tzara to do Yibum, according to Beis Hillel, that's a Eishas Ach Shaloi B'Mokai Mitzvah, which is Chayav Karis, and the offspring are Mamzerim. So therefore, how could Beis Hillel marry from Beis Shammai's Oilam? You might be marrying a Mamzer. Maybe you'll say, still holds, there's no mamz of chayiv krisis, only from chayiv emises, which would be just the imoy and that family, chamoysoy, and kalosoy. And imoy chamoysoy is altogether nine different ervas, and kalosoy which will only be these 10 Arvas, the only thing they have a Chiyav Misa. So maybe only those make a Mamzer. And here we're handling an Eish Shach, that's no Mamzer. But not true. Even though they argue about tzaros, must be that Beis Shammai did not practice what they preach, and therefore you know Shalom Mamzer. Because if they would have let the tzara marry the yavam, you'd have issakaros, right? Issakaros of Eish Shach. Zok the Gemara. So it gets a riot to that man the yavam. No, loyal masu. Avada, they did like their ways, they did like their halacha. Why weren't they worried about intermarrying? The moidu lehu, the moidu lehu. If someone from Beis Shammai, a prospective shidduch, came from Beis Shammai, the people of Beis Shammai were moidu, they said, by the way, this comes from a case of Yibum, or Parashi, and therefore Beis Hillel, they won't marry them. V'hokinam mistara, bring your right to this. It's only a sefer, it isn't the sefer of our Mishnah. Kala taharais, v'chala tomois. So elu mitarim ve'elu mitamim loy nimnu oisim taris elu gava elu. It says in our Mishnah, even though it's v'chleikes beshamei besilul in certain places, if something is tar or tamei, and beshamei is more meikel, it says it's tar, and besil holds it's tamei, still, they didn't abstain from borrowing kalim from each other. So the Gemara says, if they let the other person people know, the Beis Hill people know, therefore they didn't worry about borrowing, because they'll let you know that, by the way, I use this for that certain tumah that Fibre Shammai is Tahar. Eli Amrit Loi Madulu, Bishlam Beis Shammai Beis Hill Loi Nimnu, the tumah is Beis Hill, the Beis Shammai Taharis, because the tumah is Beis Hill, Tahar, the Beis Shammai, there's nothing to worry about. Eli Beis Hill Beis Shammai, Loma Loi Nimnu, Taharis Beis Shammai, that something the Beis Shammai says is tar, let me sell it to my eyes, then the Tomei. Elav, the Moidlu, must be the Moidia, them, they inform them of the situation. Shmami no. Freit the Gemara, my Umma the Hach Mahach. Why is this case better than the first case? Both cases said Leinim Num, and we're worried that it's Asu, and we're saying it must be they inform them. So why is the second case more mistaken than the first case? They're both the same thing. So it's like this. Maybe you would say that the reason why in the ratio why they allowed the intermarrying, because a tzara has a coil. There's a coil that says that this was a yibum. So therefore we're not so worried about it. You'll find out about it. But maybe by the tomb of a tyrus, there is no coil if someone's tummy. So then maybe you think you can borrow from each other, kamas v'law, no, they're my dialu. They form each other. And of course they form each other also then about the yichas also. And therefore, our Gemara is saying now, it's very possible that's Asu. Why did Beis Hillel marry people from the Beis Shammai Olam? The answer is because Beis Shammai's Olam would be informed them that this is from a union of Yibum, B'makom Tzaras Erva, and therefore Beis Hillel will have the opportunity to stop the Shidduch because of the problem of Mamzerim.